You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. This is Doug Haldeman, your host, and here with Tammy Haldeman, my co-host. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us or any of our guests, you can reach us by texting or calling on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And be sure and visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. So we want to continue our conversation with Kurt Millett, the Director of Pre-Construction Services for S.M. Wilson Construction. Welcome back, Kurt.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Kurt, technology, it's affecting a lot of different industries. You showed me an app that you guys are using called Smart Reality, and that just amazed me. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and what it is?
Okay. That is some new technology that we're implementing at S.M. Wilson, and it's basically taking two-dimensional plans and showing it on iPad, three-dimensional form. Basically, what you're doing is taking your iPad and having that look at the plans, and then on your iPad, you can actually see the building, the wall sections in 3D, and be able to rotate that around the building and look into the building, much less take layers of the building off. And that's really a useful tool, and we believe that it's going to be instrumental with working with our clients as we're walking them through a project, definitely in the pre-construction efforts of a project.
Well, I tell you what, just from seeing, and I'm a technology guy, I've always studied technology, and I know a lot of the new stuff that's coming out, that astounded me because I've never seen it before.
It's really cool.
It's something that's so hard to describe on the radio. I took a video of Kurt doing this with the iPad where you could see the piece of paper on the table and Kurt using the iPad around it and this three-dimensional building pop up. And it's so amazing that I had to take a video because I couldn't describe it to people. So if you want to see this video, we're going to go ahead and put a link to it. We'll host it on YouTube, but we'll go ahead and put it on our website at DougHaldeman.com at DougHaldeman.com and look for the link on YouTube to the Smart Reality. This will blow your mind when you see it. Now, Kurt, I want to move from this into how you've taken your profession in pre-construction services and understanding commercial construction really well and being able to move it into some personal investments too, because you've done that, correct?
Correct. Yes. I think a lesson that I learned, tried to employ in my career is knowing what your product is and making sure that you understand that, but then applying that to other industries. What I kind of learned in my previous life and working at S.M. Wilson, as long as you understand what you do and do well and then start applying that to other venues, there's great opportunities. And with this environment, with the market, even though that the market is somewhat questionable for many market segments and for quite a few people, I think that there's great opportunities also. And with technology, as we're talking about it, applies in many different fashions. And our ability to look at financing, to be able to bundle services through the internet, through relationships. You can be a one-stop shop in many fashions and understanding where your value is and where you can create value for others, clients or other businesses.
Okay, so that's a lot of information. Now let's bring it down to how did you bundle those services into personal investing? Because you built some buildings personally, right, that you now own.
Correct. With S.M. Wilson and being a director of pre-construction, we work with many clients in many different fashions. And looking at how we can provide additional services for a client, I've been fortunate enough that clients that have had needs. And looking at their needs and then trying to satisfy those needs, and always with the notion or the mentality of creating value for that client. So one of the things that we've been successful with is off-balance financing.
Off-balance financing.
Okay. So with the current market conditions as they are, capital is sometimes difficult to obtain for clients. And when you start looking at what a client's needs are, and their balance sheet might not support it, or there's other needs that require them to reserve their capital and not invest in a building up front. So what we've been successful in doing is for those specific clients, and it has to be the right clients.
A good idea.
Right.
A good idea, mm-hmm. but also the right clients mm-hmm. For the right situation. Mm-hmm. We're somewhat risk averse, but when we see that there's value, we absolutely pursue it vigorously. And with that, I guess where I'm heading with it is there's been some clients that have looked at, they have the need, but they don't have the wherewithal. So what we do is bring our balance sheet to the table and finance the projects for them, and then lease the building back with a sales lease back transaction.
Interesting. Okay, so you would partner with the tenant to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
I can really see a need for that, because so many different businesses are not in the industry of building a building and acquiring real estate and finding all of those things. So you could come in and partner with them on it, build the whole thing, you know, find the right property, build it at the right price, so they're not going to get, they don't have to worry about shopping around with a bunch of contractors. And if you have a vested interest in it, you can guarantee you're going to do it for the right price and then lease it back to them.
Correct. I think we bring great value in that regard, because when you're building a partnership, you're looking out for the partner's interest as much as your own. There is a true vested interest in each other's well-being. We want to make sure that we're working in conjunction with the client to make sure that we're bringing value to the table, and also making sure that we make them successful with that project. It's just not bricks and mortar, but we're looking at their business and how we can help provide service and grow their business.
When did you guys do one recently for the FDA?
Well, that was a little bit different. With past projects that we've partnered up with, it was with a hospital, and we were looking at providing medical office buildings and just purely understanding what their capital needs were and what would make sense, and then giving them an option to purchase through a buyout schedule at a later date when they had the capital invest in the real estate. With the FDA project, we saw a solicitation through the GSA, and we looked at that, and you know, with my background and experience of looking at where there's value and bundling of services, we work with great real estate agent and then our staff estimators, Paul Wilson. We pull this together and we start looking at the evaluations of great value in existing buildings and the reuse of the buildings, and then applying a client's needs and understanding their program and trying to find a mix that works for both. And we were very successful with that. We found a building that met their program needs. We secured that property and then renovated the building to accommodate the FDA through the GSA.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. And one of the things I like about this is that when they talk about mastering something, they say, I think it was Malcolm Gladwell wrote in the book Outliers, that it takes 10,000 hours to master whatever your craft is. And you can't really shortcut that. Well, in this case, you put in your 10,000 hours in your craft that you know commercial construction really well. And once you've reached that mastery level, branching off of that with something related to it is the quickest way to be able to create some wealth outside of just your regular job, but in investing, because you have to take your money, but instead of just taking money and investing in the stock market or something you don't have much control over, you've taken control of your future by investing in things that you understand.
Investing in what you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So one question I have, we have 1 minute left. So in the next minute, some lessons you've learned, because most of our best lessons come from screw-ups or things that don't go as planned. So I'm sure things haven't always
Absolutely.
Gone as planned. In less than 1 minute, describe some of those best lessons you've had.
Well, one of the lessons that I learned is partnerships are like a marriage. You better know who you're getting in a partnership with and understand their ethics, their approach. And if you run into some trouble, if you can count on your partners. That is instrumental in making a project successful, much less making sure that it doesn't become a problem for everyone. Because sometimes, and what I've witnessed in the past, is people tend to run for the hills when things start to
go south. The water's getting deeper.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm out.
Standing that and counting on those partners when times get tough. And
when who's had to sign for things?
Like is it shared risk?
Absolutely, shared risk. And when you start looking at those guarantees and the recourses on those loans, they can be pretty daunting. So you have to understand that. You also have to understand what your risks are with any development. I look at it and go, the brick and mortar component is pretty easy. That I feel very comfortable with that. But the transaction of assembling it, understanding the financing, the tenant that's going in, if you're doing a build-to-suit, understand their strengths, making sure that your agreements, your lease agreements and your development agreements are in place, and make sure that you've done your due diligence so that you try to avoid some of those surprises that each project has. But as long as you can identify it, mitigate it, or assume those risks with contingencies, it works well. There's great opportunities out there, but you have to understand your risks.
Well, and assuming that you get into one of those bad partnerships, better have an exit strategy.
That's always important, and understanding who's controlling the deal. That's always a very important part here is understanding if things start to go south on you, what is your exit strategy? And then those things should be discussed up front, mm-hmm. looking at where your risks are, and if some of those risks come to fruition, what do you do? And how you unroll that development or that transaction. There's, you know, many ways to approach it, and sometimes that goes back to who are you partnering with, and who's your friends, and understand their position, a transaction.
Well, Kurt, this is great information. I think that everybody's going to glean a lot of knowledge from listening to this. I may want to even go back and listen to the podcast of this on our website. I'm going to make sure your contact information is on there, because if you have a commercial need for commercial construction, SM Wilson Construction will do a fantastic job, and especially with Kurt at the helm of you know, on the pre-construction side of making sure that the budgets are right. Kurt, I just have to say that you're one of the brightest guys I know. I have a ton of respect for you, and really appreciate you taking the time to come on.
Well, thank you very much for you're being too kind here. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's your humble side, but I mean it. Well, I'm going to make sure your contact information is on our website. If you visit DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com, and look for Kurt Millett from SM Wilson Construction. Thanks again.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.